Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Triple Chalice Tarot Presents, Exploring the Pentacle Suite Part 3, The Court Cards. I am your host, Taruk Bashaw, accompanied by my lovely co-host, Rowan Nix. And Aluna Odette. Okay.
Hello.
Tonight, we conclude the Pentacle Suite with our Page, Knight, Queen, and King of Pentacles. But before we do, I would like everyone listening to go out and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Triple Chalice Tarot. Alrighty, now the court cards. Well, most of the time, the court cards, they represent people. They can also represent specific personalities associated with these people. They can also, you know, talk about maturity levels. They can also symbolize a situation, a desired outcome, depending on the individual reading. We begin our exploration of the court cards with the Page of Pentacles. Now, the Page of Pentacles, when presented, this card usually signifies the birth of an idea. It signifies a spark of desire when it comes to success in money making. It is the waking up and realizing what you need to do in order to achieve your desires. The Knave is also a card about being a student. It's a card of applying knowledge, about creating knowledge, about wanting to study, also ability to learn. So this is definitely a card of a novice, a beginner, somebody who is just starting out in their career of field, you know, of interest. So I would like Rowan to begin. Rowan, tell me what you know about the Page, Ghost.
Well, first and foremost, the Page in any suit represents a message, a courier. Pages in the past were messengers that went from castle to castle and transferred messages. So if you're getting a page in a spread, it can be a specific person, it can be a new idea that Taruk just said, or it can be a message that you're getting either from the universe or through a family member, because remember, the pentacles can represent business and it can also represent familial aspects as well. Personally, the court card of the page can represent a youth between the ages of maybe 20 to 25, and it can be male or female, though usually it's portrayed as a female, with dark or strong features, brown hair, brown eyes, brown skin or ruddy skin. It just depends. And usually the suit of pentacles have a stockier build. They're built more square, so not as curvaceous or slender. But that's what I've experienced in the past on my own.
Definitely. That sounds amazing. Now, what about yourself, Aluna? What do you see when you get into the page or the Knave of Pentacles?
Well, you guys pretty much tied it all up in a bow. Again, the page represents innovation, new beginnings, youthful enthusiasm. I guess I could explore on the reversal of the pages and the page in Pentacles in particular. Now, this is showing someone who has a lack of enthusiasm for success. They aren't motivated. They aren't goal-driven. They're very stuck between a rock and a hard place and aren't really themselves looking out or looking further as we normally see in the Page of Pentacles suit, especially in the Rider-Waite traditional deck. The page is standing out in the field. It's hands-on experience. He's out there, Mr. World. But he is staring sort of ambiguously at the pentacles that's in his hand. He hasn't made a concrete decision on how he wants to apply his skill, but he knows that it's profitable. So in reverse, it's you not having anything that you're willing to aspire behind or put out or profit from. You're not motivated towards any new ideas or creative endeavors that's going to be profitable towards you. So that's what I'm definitely seeing.
Definitely. I agree mm-hmm. with that very much. And so I want to piggyback off of the way you described it, and definitely it does have to do with somebody who is lazy, somebody who does not have any motivation at all. They can care less about what is going on. They are not trying to make any money. They are just basically living life day to day with no type of motivation, no type of input. Just, I guess, like a bum, you know, somebody who is just a wanderer, just going through life with no type of desire for expansion or growth. That is a reverse. Rowan, tell me, what do you see with the reverse of the page?
The reversal of the page can also represent someone for whom money is no object. It can definitely represent someone who is overly materialistic or feels that that's all there is to life. The Suit of Pentacles can definitely be a card about just money, just coins, but it's also about the simple pleasures in life, the little things that make us all happy. And the reverse of the page is definitely someone that does not see that. They're someone who money makes them happy, just excess wealth that's left a bereft of a spirit in a person can definitely be the page as well.
I love it. That sounds wonderful. Now we can continue on to the next card, which is the Knight of Pentacles. Now the Knight of Pentacles, you know, this is a card that has to do with being motivated. You know, the Knight of Pentacles, he is in there. The page was about that beginning, that spark, that desire for it, but the Knight, he is in there. He is already working. This is somebody who is responsible, somebody who is a teacher. He can teach you things. He can help you. He's upright. He is generous. He is somebody who can train you in a skill, definitely in a manager position. The Knight of Pentacles, he is about his dreams and achieving them. He's about success. Definitely, he is riding out like the champion that he is to set out his dreams and his goal, and he's going to execute it flawlessly, okay? Aluna, tell me, what do you see with the Knight of Pentacles?
Going right off of what you said, the Knights are normally represented in the suits about being out there. They're out there in the field of action. So this Knight is very practical on making things happen. He has accumulated enough resources and tucked them away. He's also a very a person who is intent on saving and not frivolously spending money. So, and in a pursuit to obtain higher goals. So he's putting this money that he's making away now to buy that new horse, buy a better horse. You know, he's innovative in ways that are quite practical and resourceful to him. He's a very resourceful knight. And often some of the books that I have, they refer to the knight as maybe not one who's as charming or romantic or just so passionately driven as the other knights are in their suits, but he is one that is going to outlast the war and still have food left over. So that is his charm, that he is the provider. He is that can, you know, go for the long haul and make it through. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. How about you, Rowan? Tell me, what do you see in the Knight of Pentacles?
Like Aluna said, someone who's very resourceful, someone who's very steadfast. And being that this is a knight, this is a person who is a very active or masculine energy. This is someone who's, you know, maybe about their business. This is someone who is very comfortable within themselves. Generally speaking, the knights are men from the ages of 25 to 30, or it can be anyone who has a very masculine go-getter type of energy. I think it's okay to move into the reversal. Do you mind if I start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So the reversal of the Knight of Pentacles is definitely someone who is not prepared. It's someone who does not have anything together, someone who's maybe lazy or lethargic, someone that just can't build up the muster to do anything because, you know, this is the Pentacles being an earth attuned elemental suit. It can definitely be someone that just does not have the impetus to grow, to change, or to even prepare. So the Knight of Pentacles is definitely someone who just lacks that base human necessity to better themselves, for sure. What about you, Aluna? What do you see with the reversal?
I agree with that 100%. Someone who doesn't have that go-getter mentality, and they can't see beyond the realm of the physical, going off of what we said about the page. This could be someone who is overly splurging. They are a showboat of sort. So they're into impressing people and appearing more than what they are by financial means. So going and buying expensive bottles, this person is very, you know, spend on this, spend on that for the showmanship of it. What about you, Tarouk? Did you want to add anything to the...
Yeah, I did. You spoke about one aspect of it, which is, you know, about splurging and spending, but it's also an aspect of the Knight of Pentacles that is somebody who does not spend, somebody who has no motivation, somebody who is staying at home, who doesn't go out, who doesn't see their friends, who is just basically a zombie with no type of drive in them. They have no type of movement in their life. So definitely the Knight of Pentacles can also symbolize somebody who is stagnant in their situation, somebody who's not open to new things or new people, who has no interest in basically anything. So yeah, the Knight of Pentacles can also symbolize that as well. Okay, now we can move on to the next card, which is the Queen of Pentacles. Now, the Queen of Pentacles, you know, this is a card about a woman who is a hostess. She is very materialistic. She is an heiress. You know, she has a magnificent energy about her. She is somebody who you can rely on when it comes to monetary situations. She is that mother figure who you can go to when you're running out of money, and she has your back. The Queen of Pentacles is somebody who always has a beautiful home, who is always decorating for Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever type of holiday that you have, she has decorations at home decked out. She has a welcoming environment. So definitely the Queen of Chalices is that ultimate mother who is always, once again, dependable and is there. She's also a businesswoman. She's independent. She's all of those positive things that a female energy who is self-sufficient has. So, Rowan, give me your description of the Queen of Pentacles.
Well, when I get the Queen of Pentacles in the spread, I usually associate with that with someone who's very maternal, someone who's very much like, oh, come over to my house, I'll feed you, I'll take care of you, I'll do this for you, I'll do that for you. Like, it's a very supportive, nurturing aspect. It is very much a Mother Earth aspect as well, because, again, pentacles are associated with Earth. Physically, this is a woman who is in her maybe middle age, so late 30s to early 50s, etc. And this is definitely someone who's lived a life. She has experienced the pleasures of life, but she's also experienced the more harrowing details of life as well, but has not let it jade her or make her more bitter. She's just able to face it that much more readily. Aluna, did you want to go into some of the symbology in the card?
Yes. Normally when we see the Queen of Pentacles, she's normally represented in a fabulous house or garden or some type of manure, as we normally see in the Rider-Waite depiction. She's seated amongst abundancy of fruit, representing her wealth and prosperity, her sufficiency to feed herself and her family. There's a rabbit Okay, and rabbit tends towards fertility. It's a good sign for fertility. So there, her love making, as we say, her hot oven is well prepared, as well as her being able to meet all needs of her family. So she has a bonding and loving relationship with her husband, and their love life is well and abundant. She has that with her children. She can nurture. She can tend to them when they're hurt. She can heal. Her friends know they're looking forward to her parties and gatherings, and that's normally displayed in her seated position, where she's surrounded by cherubim that are edged into the stone slab. I'm sorry, I lost the word. The stone seat that she has, or throne, and that normally represents being at one with spirituality as well. So not only is she about, oh, making sure the food is hot and making sure, there's a spiritual fulfillment that she gets from tending to her everyone who she considers her children, which could be, you know, her 35 or 40-year-old son, all the way down to the grandkids. So she's a very, like Taruk said, a very maternal energy, and that's what I see. So what do you guys think about the reversal when it comes up with this card?
Roland, you can go first.
Oh, okay. Well, the reversal of this card is someone who is very controlling. This is the overbearing mother that we've seen, and I'm sure we've all had some experience with in our lives. This is the mother who is right, always right, and if you don't think she's right, well, how dare you? So it's that very much that guilt trip. This is a woman who has also worked hard for her wealth, but won't let you forget it, and will remind you at every point in turn that she is the owner of the house, and she is this, and she is that. It's a very egoic, vague, internal aspect.
Wow.
Of it.
Wow.
Yes.
Did you want to elaborate any more on it, Taruk?
I want to see what Aluna had to say before I go in.
Okay.
Okay, on the reversal of this card, I think Rowan really snatched that one up. But yes, she's just that overbearing, pushy. She's also a force feeder. Does anyone know about, you know, going to someone's house and they have that apple pie that they spent, you know, allegedly 6 hours on, and they want you to try it, even though you committed to a diet? She is that. She's also... one who will take your kids and sort of mother your kids. I know that that can happen with sometimes some overbearing grandparents, where their children are a tad bit older with grandchildren, and they tend to try to be the initial parent and not respect your household rules. How many times, you know, has that happened? But yeah, she's one who really is overstepping her boundaries in the motherly department, really being invasive and prudish. Also, she can be prone to materialism in a reversal, one who she won't deal with a certain class of people if they aren't up to her standards, if they don't have a certain amount, if they don't have a display of their abundance or wealth. She'll shun people like that. Also, being prone to bitterness, coldness, you know, a woman who's very stone-faced, who shows no real emotion. That is what I'm picking up from the reversal. So what about you, Taruk?
Wow. You guys beautifully described the negative aspects or the reversal aspects of the Queen of Pentacles. That's amazing. But I definitely agree with y'all. It is that hard, stern mother who who she will tell you, unless you do this or that, I'm not going to give you this money. She will hold out. If you know, she will have you rely on her for things. So she will raise her children to rely on her. She will raise her children to always need to depend on her. So when she needs something of them, or they have not done what she needs them to do, she will say something like, well, I'm not going to pay the first month's rent until you do this, or I'm not going to buy you that Xbox 360 or that, you know, PlayStation or whatever it is that you want or need. She has control over your life because she's the one that's holding the pocketbook at the end of the day. So definitely the Queen of Pentacles can be a very imposing force in the reversal. So let's move on to the final card, and that is the King of Pentacles. Now, the King of Pentacles, this is the ultimate ambitious man. He is a fighter. He's valorous. He has intelligence. He's a businessman. He's all about success. The King of Pentacles is finally the completion. You're finally sitting on your throne. It is about success. It is about being fulfilled in every monetary desire that you can think of. He has accumulated money. He is the ultimate father, just like the queen was the ultimate father, the ultimate mother. The King of Pentacles is the ultimate father. Like I said, for the queen, he is the one that you can depend on when it comes to money. If you need daddy to, you know, pay half on rent because this month your job wasn't doing so good, he has you. He has your back. He is somebody who you can trust, who in any situation you can call on them and they're there to take care of you when it comes to money. This person has materialistic things like cars. He is definitely set up for the future, for his kids, his grandkids. Everything is set up, business-oriented. He is the top. He is the boss. He is the one that is in charge. So he has definitely planned out this life for himself, and finally he can rest. So, Rowan, tell me, what do you see with the King of Pentacles?
Well, the King of Pentacles is that very stern father figure. He is the head of the household. He has worked very hard for his wealth. So it also really speaks of an area of your life where you are the boss at this point. Maybe you've retired, or, you know, maybe you've worked hard all of your life and you're able to kind of sit back and relax, and you have people coming to you because you're the king. Generally speaking, this indicates a man middle-aged to in his 60s, dark-featured, obviously, and also someone who's very quiet. It's not a very showy wealth. The earth signs and the earth pentacles are very confident and quiet.
Okay. Luna, what do you see?
Well, going ahead with the, like you said, this king is a avid provider for his family. So he is one that has put in the hard handwork, okay, that we saw at the very beginning of the Pentacles. He has planted the seed for this kingdom to grow. So he takes it very seriously. And he's also one that is a good teacher. He is one that teaches his children, going off of what Rowan said about more of the stern disciplinary. He is one that teaches his children not to be reliant on their, you know, status and home and the wealth that he provides, but to go out in entrepreneurial mindset, with an entrepreneurial mindset about building their own company, but he has the financial means to support them. So he's one that, you know, if he sees you striving and putting forth the effort to bud your own company like he did, he's going to be more inclined to help. But if not, if you're more the slacker child, or he's noticing that you're taking too much advantage of his generosity, then he's quick to tell you off as well, because that is his money and he has worked all of his life for it. Now, what about you, Taruk? Would you like to?
I can go on the reversal of the king. The King of Pentacles in reverse can symbolize a man who has dark desires and obsessions. He may be somebody who likes to spend money in other places instead of the home. This may be a man who has a foot in another pond. So we could say he may be a cheater. He may be a cheater, you know, the wife at home, and he has many women who he's spending money on. This can be a problem for the home. The King of Pentacles can also symbolize a man who has no motivation. So there can be the extreme that he is somebody who, on the negative side, is spending where he doesn't need to, excessively buying things that are not important. It can also mean a man who does not have any motivation, who isn't working, who is at home while the wife and the kids are working. He's just lazier. He lost his job and has no motivation of finding any other kind of employment. So the King of Pentacles could definitely mean, either or, depending on the individual reading that you are doing. What about you, Rowan? What do you see in the reversal of the King of Pentacles?
Well, for me, the reverse of the King of Pentacles is a man who maybe only has his wealth. This is someone who, again, has worked hard all of his life, but only got the money aspect of it and not the familial or even the just the humble joy in working, you know, where you've created something of your own. For this one, it's always about dollars and cents. This is a very miserly, Scrooge-ish old man who only cares about his money and nobody else. And if you don't like that, well, then you can get out. So it's also a very stubborn and obstinate figure as well, which is a negative aspect of most earth signs, for sure.
Luna, what do you see reversal?
Well, a reversal, definitely going off of what Rowan said, someone is very stingy, someone who is very cold and very stone, firm, rigid, okay, not looking forward to change. If this person is a father figure, he is going to want you going to law school. He is going to want you going to doctoral school. He is going to want you to major in something practical. There's no time for music. There's no time for any sort of creative endeavors because he is just stone cold about the cash and he doesn't see the practicality of doing anything because you like to do it. So he's worked all of his life and carried on his values about just putting in the time and putting in the hard work and making it, and that's all he knows. So a very Scrooge with the holidays coming up, I'm sure there'll be some fathers sitting at the table overlooking your partners if you're bringing someone new to the table. This is also a father figure who is very bit biased and prejudiced on certain classes, certain race, certain types of people. So this person is all around just closed and guarded and very cold, especially with their money and especially with their family life. And that's what I'm picking up on for the reversal.
Okay, that's wonderful. Well, we only have 2 minutes left, so I would like to thank everyone for listening. Please stay tuned next week where we will continue our saga and dive into the Chalice Suite. Please follow us once again on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Triple Chalice Tarot. Once again, I am your host, Tarouk, with Rowan Nix and Aluna Odette, and we wish you all a good night.
And happy holidays.
Yes, yes, yes.